Our theme tonight is Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, Who is the Fairest of Them All? I have a commentary by that name that I published this week. It's in response to the fact that we have a number of people deeply rich as a result of the financial coup d'etat and engineering the financial coup d'etat, making pronouncements about what's wrong with the general economy and what to do about it. And it reflects an extraordinary ignorance on their part, whether it's ignorance of their own role in things or the general population's ignorance. They don't seem to understand that the sort of 10% productive leadership within the population knows a great deal more than they think. And I believe in the field there are no secrets. What's remarkable is they either don't see the full game, they may just be doing what they're told. But there's a major reality gap because you have just so many people now pretending that we had a financial crisis instead of a financial coup d'etat. That's a major bubble. And it's a denial that leads to all the wrong solutions. If you can't diagnose the problem, then the solutions just contribute to more of the same, which has destroyed productivity. And then the other major reality gap is you have whole sectors of the economy that have enjoyed unbelievably cheap subsidized cost of capital, and they have no concept of the harm that was done to generate that cheap cost of capital, including a lot of organized crime activities and financial fraud. And the general population isn't ignorant of that. So, you know, the populist horde is trying to tell them something they need to hear, and the question is, how do we get that communication going? This is all exacerbated by the fact that Clinton is now the Democratic nominee, and you see a series of Democrats, including the president, now coming out and endorsing her. It's why I wanted to have Wayne Madsen on soon, and Dr. Daddy Cherry, who's a Haitian, who we're going to be talking about disaster capitalism in Haiti, and I should include in that not only disaster capitalism, but disaster philanthropy. Anyway, I want them to help you understand the tactics that are being used both here and abroad, the sort of soft weapons, soft revolution, and you know, lots of top-down control and manipulation and theft, basically under the guise of we are here to help you. I did a review of Dr. Cherry's book, We Have Dared to Be Free, on the sort of the invasion of, and foreign control of Haiti after the earthquake in 2010. Essentially what we're watching going on in the United States is the establishment saying F you to the productive members of the general population. I don't think the global establishment understands how much destruction of productivity there is going on, legitimate productivity. While we see great concern, Greenspan standing up and saying, you know, productivity is flatlined. Well, of course, when you destroy people's productivity in all the different ways that it's being destroyed, that's exactly what happens. So the global establishment does not seem to understand and is lacking a mirror. And the question is, how do we create that communication? It sort of reminds me of when I did the Kemp tape. Some of you may remember the story when the litigation started between my firm, Hamilton Securities, and the federal government. My attorneys asked me to record all the recollections I had of working in the Bush administration. What came out later was they had tried to falsely frame me several times, and all the false frames had failed. And the point of getting me to give, basically turn over a complete recollection of all my experiences as Assistant Secretary of Housing was the thinking that they could frame me for something that I did as Assistant Secretary. I suspect those tapes pretty quickly ended up at the CIA. But the theory was they could frame me for something I did because they can control the administration, so it'd be much easier to frame me on something like that. What's interesting is as soon as that info got to wherever it went to, we were also asked for copies by various people who wanted to listen, and it ended up developing a camp following on the internet, and us finally having to put up copies on the internet because we got sick of making so many cassettes. It was hundreds of cassettes that went out. It got very popular. I suspect, and as I said, several politicians, I think, disappeared from high office as a result of those tapes circulating. And so what was expected to be used to probably frame me instead turned out to be quite a wake-up call to the powers that be that have no idea what's really going on in the trenches. So honest feedback from the trenches about what's really going on can be shocking and sobering. Our lies often blind the liars to the truth. And, you know, you've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. Those who play in a rigged game get stupid.